Back to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on AM 770 KTTH.
Well, for the past 4 years, Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, has become a mainstay here on Business Briefing, not only in our Portland market, but in Seattle as well, offering economic insight that is unmatched. Pat will speak at our event at the Bing Lounge in Portland coming up on January 23rd and at Seattle Summit at the Rainier Club in downtown Seattle on February 4th. For a preview, I stopped by his office to recap 2013 and look ahead to 2014 as the economy continues to heal. Okay, Pat, seems like we were just playing golf a few months ago. Now it's already December. Hard to believe this year has flown by. And I want to start with market updates in Seattle and Portland. I hear things are cooling off just a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's right, Brian. They have slowed down a bit. I would suggest that it is not typically what we see with seasonality. So it hasn't dropped off to the extent that you would normally expect in a northern climb in winter months. But it has slowed down, and Seattle is perhaps a little bit ahead of Portland in that Seattle's market is probably closer to equilibrium than Portland. But both markets are noticeably slower than they were 3 or 4 months ago.
It's pretty interesting because Portland seems to trail almost every other market in the country. So we see something happening in Seattle or maybe even Southern California, and then it arrives in Portland 3 to 6 months, maybe even a year later. Do you find that to be true as well?
Yeah, I would suggest that it's probably more like 6 months, 3 to 6 months with Portland. And if you look up and down the West Coast, you have Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego will move pretty much in concert in terms of market trends. You got Portland, Sacramento, and Spokane will trail. Portland about 4 to 6 months, and Spokane and Sacramento a little bit more. That's not a precise number, but it seems to hold true.
So this year obviously has flown by once again. You look back, are you happy with the way things played out this year? Did they play out the way you expected them to?
You know, I was absolutely ecstatic in July. A little less so now. Mr. Bernanke raised the possibility of tapering. The bond market responded accordingly. Rates jumped up almost 1% or a little over 1%. That effectively stopped the momentum on refis. However, we have seen a steady growth in resale activity. The resale market's improved dramatically all over the country. And we are getting closer and closer to a more normalized market. So I think all in all, Brian, it's been a pretty good year.
Pat Stone, WFG, National Title, Williston Financial Group, joining us here on Business Briefing. And we'll talk more about what's ahead in 2014 in our next segment. I know the interest rate discussion seems to have taken the back burner a bit here with Janet Yellen and her testimony in front of Congress recently. Obviously, she intends to keep rates low as long as possible. Is that something you advocate, Pat?
Yeah, I think so, Brian. I don't think we're quite out of the woods yet. In part, we are subject to what's happening worldwide. And we've talked about the European situation. And actually, the European situation in some ways is probably more challenging now in that they are combating deflation. They got down to 0.7% CPI. Last month, it popped up to 0.8%, and everybody said things are going the right way. They do have a problem. We still have a situation where China has slowed down. Numbers recently have been better, but they have problems. Japan has not had a great deal of success with Abenomics. It has gotten better, but it still is problematic. The world is still somewhat challenging. We have the government situation in our own country, which has caused uncertainty. I think people maybe are feeling that because of the recent industrial numbers that things are getting better. The financial wizards are talking about, well, maybe now we'll have tapering sooner rather than later. I think they're wrong. I do believe that there is still a lot of concern in the Fed over the economic outlook. They are still very, very concerned over deflationary pressure. Let me give you an example. So we just had the Black Friday and the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, which is a sort of a barometer of the Christmas shopping season. And I think the numbers came in somewhere around $54 billion in sales, down from $57 billion last year. That raised some concerns, although I will point out to the audience that in 2006, 2007, it was $32 and $34 billion. So it's still pretty impressive in terms of sales, but it was down from last year. But what really caught my eye was a little article I read about the number of TVs sold. TV sales were up 50%, over 50%, but revenue from TV sales was only up 20%. So if you read between the lines there, you still have a lot of downward price pressure in this country. And I've said that before to your audience. I'll say it again. The Fed watches this very clearly. They do not want a deflationary trend in this country. I doubt seriously that they will do any tightening until they're sure that inflation is back on track.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, pricing out the 60-inch TV versus the 55. I bought the 60 because there was only about $150 difference. So you might as well go big if you can, right, Pat?
I think if you're a shopper, it's a good time because prices are going to be very competitive through this Christmas season. And, you know, candidly, we have very little inflationary pressure in this country. And, you know, I don't want to get too esoteric here, but if you think about a nation that still has a tremendous amount of debt, albeit we have deleveraged or refinanced that debt. We have deleveraged a little bit, but we have refinanced the debt. So debt service is not a problem, but we still have a lot of debt. Without inflation, that debt is a burden. In a deflationary environment, that debt becomes more onerous. In an inflationary environment, it becomes less onerous. So the Fed really, really, really wants to have 2% inflation.
Patrick Stone, President and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us here on Business Briefing. And Pat, the year that sticks out in my head is 2015. You've been telling us 2015's the year for the past few years, going back to, I guess, 2011, 2012, and we're nearing that. We've got one more year, 2014, until we move into 2015. If you had to gauge where we're at now in terms of this recovery, do you feel like we're on track?
Well, I felt really good about where we were up until the government shut down in October. And the dramatic impact that had on consumer confidence still hasn't been completely digested by people. We still have some carryover from that. And I think you see it in those holiday sales numbers. I think consumer confidence is still a little bit lower than we'd like. Underlying that, you know, with industrial production up and some other very positive indicators, we have a continuation of a recovering economy. As I look forward, I do see 2014 being considerably better than 2013, providing, again, that we don't have another government shutdown in January. But I do think we're recovering. I do think 2015 will be a pretty good year.
You know, it's interesting when you look at what happened in 2008, now that we've got that in the rearview mirror, what, 4, 5, 6 years now, it spawns a lot of entrepreneurship. I mean, I look what's happening here and how many companies were formed. I'd love to know the statistic between 2008, 9, and 10 when so many intelligent, intellectual, entrepreneurial people were let go of companies and basically forced to go out on their own. And I'm running into people all over the West Coast who tell me, hey, we started our business in 2008, 2009. So it's not all necessarily a bad thing because you hit that reset button and it does spawn a lot of creativity.
Well, there's one of the few advantages of being old is you've made a lot of mistakes. And in my case, I started this company in January 1st, 2010, and somebody asked me why, and I said, buy low, sell high. And so if you start in a down market and you have a reasonable expectation of the economy improving, you know, you are going in the right direction. You have a tailwind. You have the wind at your back. So I think a lot of people who understood that got into business knowing that it was tough times, but it was going to progressively get better as they built their business. So I think, you know, despite a lot of concerns about government regulation, despite a lot of concerns about the complex environment we live in, I think entrepreneurialism is still alive and well in America.
That's Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Now, as promised, when we come back, we'll talk more about 2014 and what to expect in the year ahead. That's up next as Business Briefing continues across the Great Northwest.